Letters to Daniel, Volume 2. Letter 7-4. Disagreements of Doctrine. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the second month, on the 23rd day of the second month. Dear Dan, over the years, I have heard a great deal of sermons and monologues concerning various interpretations of Scripture. Having been raised in the Pentecostal environment, I later came to learn that what I was taught in Sunday school was referred to by other schools of ecclesiastical thought as classic Pentecostal dispensational fundamental evangelicalism. In the early 90s, the Lord brought M and me into relationship with a family from California who had moved up to Washington State in order to start over churchwise. They had been on the pastoral staff of Greg Laurie's Harvest Fellowship Church and had grown up in the Calvary Chapel churches earlier. While ministering at the Harvest Church, CB17 and his wife had discovered Reformed theology and, after studying it for a while, became convinced that the form of dispensational theology they and I had been brought up in was erroneous, so much so that they wanted to move out of California and start over, which is what they were in the process of doing when I met them. They became interested in house church meetings and built their new home with that in mind. Once again, it was the Lord that brought the home fellowship together, a motley bunch from different backgrounds and vocations. CB17 had been a police officer in California and had secured employment at the G13 Police Department. Another was a former United Pentecostal pastor and his wife, another a street skater, another an intellectual and his wife, CB4 and his wife, and for a brief time, M and me. I was at a point of my life where I wanted to study church history and try to find out what I believed and why I believed it. But it was also the case that the love of the Lord was prominent in our fellowship, so as not to allow disagreements to prevail. So I began to study Reformed theology, having the writings of R.C. Sproul as my main source of information. I liked Sproul and his explanation of things Reformed, in that the arguments were thoughtful and intelligent. I could see why thinking Christians of intellectual persuasion would gravitate to such a viewpoint. But the Reformers also seem to be secessionist in their doctrine regarding the gifts of the Spirit and exercise thereof. I could never agree with that position because of my own experience, which lined up too closely, if not perfectly, with Scripture. I responded by taking the same viewpoint that I did in the early days of my life in church, a watch-and-learn attitude. It was while I was pondering Reformed theology viewpoint that I was in the motorcycle wreck. In many ways, I had already started to gravitate toward the sovereignty of God aspect in all things as a viewpoint, which influenced how I wrote the poem, 7-15-95, where I state the sovereignty of God was coming my way. I believed then, and still do, that the event was ordained of the Lord, but not mandated by Him. Satan was allowed to have his way in my life. The day of Jesus, however, is too bright for Satan's darkness. The day of Christ began before Lucifer and will continue without end. Amen. Later on, during the time that I described in Letter 3-7, Freedom, a New Beginning, the Lord led me to let go of all my doctrinal beliefs regarding Scripture so He could rebuild them. What I find interesting is that from that point till now, He has steadily brought me back to where I grew up. Classic Pentecostal, dispensational, fundamental evangelicalism. While having removed the legalistic tendencies that had pervaded my beliefs up to that point, and teaching me to overcome new legalistic tendencies. Yet, the Lord has left intact the appreciation I obtain from the Reformers for His absolute authority. Indeed, it was the subsequent result of the pain and trauma of the accident that He used to remove legalism from my heart. Before, I was an anti-drug monster, heaping reproach on all that took any kind of drug except the legal kind. Now, at least I think about things before becoming opinionated, and whatever opinions I entertain are immediately offered to the King for His review. See the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. And so it is now that I continue to listen to orations from both the Reformed and dispensational camps and find blessings in both. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus. P.S. My opinion now about things pertaining to drugs is simple. If it grows out of the ground on private property, then only the property owner should have legal authority over its existence and use on that property, whatever it may be. Both the legalists and the socialists want the government to have legal authority everywhere. The legalists want it clearly defined. The socialists want it a nebulous view. But we know the scripture where it says, "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." The book of John, chapter 3, verse 8.